The holidays are here, or soon will be, a time for family gatherings, religious celebrations, gift giving, holiday cheer with friends, and wishing well to others as the year winds down. It is clear to everyone that this may not be a typical year of holiday and New Year's festivities. Those directly or indirectly impacted by COVID-19 may find it hard to celebrate anything this holiday period. Frankly, that's a lot of us. Moreover, because of the seeming rift in American politics these days, a bitter presidential election, and the divide between partisan interests at the local, state, and federal government levels, many citizens may not be in a mood to celebrate. Coupled with the distrust and confusion about politics, politicians, the media, complicated policies, and government institutions, there are even more doubts about what to actually celebrate this holiday. Nonetheless, I thought I'd share some thoughts involving a typical Christmas tradition that I grew up with in my family. Of course, your holiday stories and traditions may be very different and are certainly special and meaningful and carry significant religious meaning. May I ask you to please bear with me while I offer my personalized holiday story? My story just happens to involve Santa Claus. As a child, I often wrote letters to Santa Claus, hoping for certain toys or other wishes. I thought I might try again, and I have drafted a letter for Santa Claus outlining what I'd like for Christmas this year. Dear Santa, first, I hope you are doing well, and I hope you and Mrs. Claus and all the elves are COVID-free. Do reindeer get COVID? I sure hope not. We need your deliveries and hearty holiday wishes now more than ever. Hearing your deep belly laugh this time of season would sure be a welcome distraction. As you know, COVID has devastated many families. People are unemployed, don't have enough food, can't make their rent or mortgage payments. I hope you know things aren't too well here in the U.S. and in a lot of other places around the world. Can you help? Even if people don't believe in you, I hope you can assist everyone in need. My Christmas wish list is pretty straightforward. Number one, can you please fine-tune the COVID vaccine so that it's safe and ready to distribute as the new year begins? Number two, can you please restore in people a sense of citizenship and what that means? Caring for one another, respecting one another, and putting beside self-interest for the health and well-being of the community. And last, number three, restoring faith in representative government and democracy here in the United States. I hope that's not too much to ask for. People have gone through enough in 2020. I realize you may need to call in a few favors to make all this happen, but we sure could use your influence to get everything in place to deliver on these Christmas wishes. Your friend and believer in the magic of the holiday season for all citizens, Dean Smith. P.S., Santa, on the COVID vaccine, just make sure the scientists and pharmaceutical companies and government get it right. Doctors are facing daunting decisions around which patients should be first in line for the two authorized COVID-19 antibody treatments that may help keep high-risk patients out of the hospital. Also, trials of the Oxford vaccine show it stopped 70% of people developing COVID symptoms. The data also shows a strong immune response in seniors. There is also intriguing data that suggests perfecting the dose could increase protection up to 90%. For the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, the big breakthrough came when they published its first results. They showed it stops more than 90% of people developing COVID symptoms. But Santa, I know you know all this. Just make sure to pack enough in your sleigh. And about my second wish on citizenship, and maybe just to refresh your memory, Santa, here are a few definitions to help guide you. The first is citizenship as legal status, defined by civil, political, and social rights. Here, the citizen is the legal person free to act according to the law and having the right to claim the law's protection. It need not mean the citizen takes part in the law's formulation, nor does it require that rights be uniform between citizens. A second definition considers citizens specifically as political agents, actively participating in a society's political institutions. The third definition refers to citizenship as membership in a political community that furnishes a distinct source of identity. But even the Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines citizenship as, quote, the qualities that a person is expected to have as a responsible member of a community. To me, that's respecting our institutions of democracy, the will of the people, and what's best for the community. One last reminder, Santa, about my third wish on the whole democracy thing. Please keep in mind some great words from some great men and figure out how to spread these important reminders about the foundation of our democracy. Good citizenship and defending democracy means living up to the ideals and values that make this country great. President Ronald Reagan. And, for in a democracy, every citizen, regardless of his or her interest in politics, hold office, every one of us is in a position of responsibility. And in the final analysis, the kind of government we get depends upon how we fulfill those responsibilities. We, the people, are the boss, and we will get the kind of political leadership, be it good or bad, that we demand and deserve. President John F. Kennedy. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas again, Santa. From Dean Smith and the College of Public Affairs team and the University of Illinois Springfield, we wish you all the joys of the holiday season and the promise of a new year filled with hope and happiness and renewal.